Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. Happy July 4th. And to my mother, happy birthday. She's a ripe, young... We're not supposed to say the age. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'll hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for a little quality from you in the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. It sounds simple, doesn't it? I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between, and post the resulting mind game to your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge 219, and the topic is, well, it's Goblin, it's Golbin, spell check. How cruel can it be? The music you're hearing in the background is not by Guy David. It's something I picked up somewhere. But you can find some music by him that will be great with your podcast at GuyDavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of, well, Golbin, Goblin, one of those two. So let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. And the first one is by a cat owned by a mad Macedonian, Nikita. This should be interesting. I can has story. K, thanks, bye.
I'm Sylvester, a cat. I live on the streets. One sees and experiences a lot here. Your mind can play tricks on you. For instance, Saturday, passing near a ballroom, I saw a white creature in some bushes. Mother always warned us about goblins, saying they were worse than coyotes, though she never said what they looked like. I warily watched the bushes, ready to run if need be. There was no need. It was a rabbit, and as it dashed across the lawn and looked over its shoulder in my direction, with a look of terror on its face.
Thank you, Nikita. You did quite well for a cat. And be sure to give my love to the mad Macedonian. Just not in the way that the midget that read the story would like it. That could be a little, well, crude. Next up, we have our friend, Zachman. He has a story for us. Of course, everybody has stories. It's not like anybody's posting any recipes or in the comments giving out any advice. The comments are kind of useless these days. 99% of them are spam, and I'm knocking them out. Because when I moved to Movable Type 5.1, it destroyed my auto-close routine. I need to put that back in there. Oh well. It's generating a ton of spam, and I'm getting kind of tired of it. And there is no auto-close routine for Movable Type 5.1. I guess I need to start looking again. Hey, how's WordPress doing these days? Maybe I'll go to Libsyn and just let them deal with the garbage. I don't know. What do you think? Suggestions are welcome, but really, assume that I'm incredibly lazy. Oh, right. I should probably play Zachman's story now that I've gotten you all happy and such. Zachman, tell us your story, please.
Once a human fell in love with a goblin woman. In a land where goblin women were very beautiful and goblin guys were ugly as sin, she grew to like him. They spent much time together. One day the human guy somehow got this beautiful goblin gal pregnant. He decided to ask her parents for permission to marry her. She tried to tell him that goblin culture was different, and she begged him not to ask nor go anywhere near her family, but he wanted everything done properly. That night, her family invited him to dinner with great pleasure. He was delicious.
Ha 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 ha. Cool. Thank you, Zachman. I guess He ended up catering it as well. Always cater to the will of the parents. Next up is TJ. Now, I want to know something about North Dakota. I don't know what. Just tell me what's up there. Maybe about how unemployment is affecting things up there. Are there jobs? Are there lots of jobs? Can we all go to North Dakota and work and live our lives happily? TJ has the answer.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and I'm wishing you a happy 4th. And this is Misery Index. Unemployment is only one aspect of the oft-cited Misery Index. Inflation is another. Some researchers stop there, but I believe my metric is more accurate. It pulls in air and water pollution, hate speech, bad movies, sick days, breakup songs, and the quality of daytime television. Now, some breakups are better for everyone, and some sick days are actually shopping days. So to balance it all out, my numbers adjust for goblins. It's simply a fact. The more goblins we have to deal with, the more miserable we are. Especially when we overcharge for that sweater. That'll be $42.50, please.
Thank you, TJ. Now we know that the population of North Dakota is overrun by goblins. Oh, that's okay. I kind of like goblins. Maybe I'll go up there and become a goblin life coach. What is it with life coaches? You know that guy that was fired from the New York Times? He became a life coach. And he got fired from that because he was doing something I don't want to know. A life coach needing a life coach. Who needs a life coach? Maybe the next topic should be life coach. I'm not sure. I know someone who doesn't need a life coach and has all of his shit together, and that is Steven the Nuclear Man. Now, he tried reading a story at the 100 Word Stories weekly thing that I do in Second Life, but something was wrong with his microphone. But that's okay. That's okay. If all you gotta do is get that straight and boom, I don't have to read all the stories anymore. It can be a whole communal kind of thing. Skylar will read one, and another person will read one, and then you can hear Steven the Nuclear Man stories, which I think are some of the best. In fact, they could be the best. They are the best. Best around. Even better than the ones Norm Sherman picks for his podcast, and he only picks one a week. Here, they're constant. Although on the Dribblecast, there are quite a few, and they are pretty good. Phenopath does a good reading of them. You should check them out, too. But until then, we're still in the weekly challenge, and Steven is in the running.
Hey everyone, Steven the Nuclear Man here. I thought it was interesting that this week's topic was goblins. A friend of mine, Jim Hines, his webpage should be in the show notes, also wrote the Goblin Quest series of books, and his new book, Red Hood's Revenge, is coming out this week, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I have a bit of an homage of sorts, and hopefully he won't be too mad at me for writing it. And do go check out his stuff. I really do highly recommend it. Whoever heard of a blue goblin? The three women stared at the lumpy figure. The darker-skinned one kicked him, not too hard, but he grunted anyway. A small arachnid dancing on top of the goblin's head started to smoke. The palest woman flipped a small mirror between her fingers, flashing glints of her dark hair. It could be dangerous if there are more. The blonde woman smiled down at the goblin. I think he's kind of cute. The other two stared at her. Cute in a creepy way. As they walked down the tunnel, she glanced back. But cute.
Ah, yes, Goblin Quest. What is your quest? Well, goblins, really. What? Not to find the Holy Grail? No. We're looking for goblins. Ah, to slay goblins, are you? No, not really. I'm just looking for them. What will you do when you find them? We're not sure. They weren't too specific about the quest. We think we'll just, you know, watch them for a bit. Hopefully they won't get too self-conscious or anything. It's just a quest, we'll tell them. Hopefully they won't mind and won't call the police. Oh, thank you, Stephen. I'm just rambling a bit there. Next up is a guy, David. He came up with a topic, and yes, it was supposed to be goblins. The spell check turned it to goblins. And we all know how I am on Sunday mornings. I get a little confused. Anyway, here's Guy David with his story. I wonder what music he'll use for it.
Goblins are coming. I looked at the man with the unwashed hair and the 7-day beard and was sorry I sat next to him at the bar. I had to correct his mistake, though. Don't you mean goblins? No, those are completely different creatures. Goblins are little and green and they are only after your money. Goblins are furry and cute looking until they go for your throat. I gave up and went home. Later that day, when I went to bed, a little furry creature attacked me and gave me a good bite at the neck.
Thank you, Guy David, and congratulations for winning last week's poll. You're picking the next topic. I wonder what it will be. I actually know what it already is. I'll close out the show with the topic, and I'll post it up in the Twitter feed. 100 Word Stories is the Twitter feed. Maybe you've seen it. Quite a few are following it. You know instantly. You know before I actually record this what it's going to be. Isn't that crazy? It's actually quite convenient. Sometimes I retweet stuff that's like big news for it. I may just give out the URL and then watch the Twitter feed fail like Toons NSL has. You know, I only have so much time to do stuff, and if it doesn't really help anyone, I just fade away. I just give up. Oh well. You start, nothing lasts. You just do what you do, wackadoo, right? Ooh, today is the last day for early registration discount for the Second Life Community Convention in Boston. Pass. Got lots of people asking me if I'm going, and the answer is no. I gotta get the tickets to go up to Washington State, and what better weekend to go than then? That way folks won't be bothering me, and I can turn off my iPhone and be with my grandmother, who's 95. She's much older than you, and if she isn't, what the hell are you wasting your few remaining days listening to this podcast? You're crazy, I tell you, but not as crazy as Norval Joe. He's helping pull the wraps off of Flying Island Press this weekend. I'm impressed. It doesn't have any stories by me, because I've been kind of busy with stuff. And I'm barely writing this stuff every day, and I can't come up with anything. I'm just losing my mind. Norval Joe, take over while I go cry.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 219 with the prompt of goblins. Before I get into that, I have to do a shameless plug for the flagship of Flying Island Press, because it should release today. as you're listening to this, if you're listening on Sunday, if you're listening on a day other than Sunday, it's already happened, so no big deal. But come by and check us out anyway at flyingislandpress.com and see what we have to offer. It should be a lot of fun. I've been able to watch this all happen. I haven't done a whole lot, not like Jeff and JP and Scott and Zach, who are working like crazy to get everything put together. I read, make comments, ask questions. But it should be good. Come by and check it out. Well, here's my story. Gormfindel wrapped a bony-fingered hand across each of his long, pointy ears and pulled them hard. They stretched enough to overlap across the top of his head. He twisted them around themselves until they lay across his hairless head like an absurd tiara. Fard Tweezer stretched his puffy green bottom lip down over his chin, exposing three rows of crooked yellow teeth. They looked at one another and giggled. Their teacher turned in time to see the display and barked, "That's enough, boys." Diurnia, the dark elf they tried to impress, only rolled her eyes and muttered, "Goblins are so stupid." Thanks for listening. We'll see you at flyingislandpress.com and next week. Goodbye.
Yay, flyingislandpress.com. Woohoo, it's finally out there. So I can finally shut this podcast down and let them deal with 100-word stories. No such luck. How many weeks have I been doing this? I want to go out and do my walk right now. And then Dan Russo's going to play in a few minutes, so I'm going to end up listening to him, you know, an E and an A and a B and a C sharp minor. Oh, well. Thank you, Norval Joe. Pardon me losing my shit. Next up is Justin. Now, Justin, something space, something turtle, something space turtle. It's a part of that wedding aphorism, you know, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something space turtle. Now, let's hope that Melody is the only child that's interrupting his story and not the child-to-be. That kind of stuff is a little creepy, even though a sonogram would be kind of funny. Or creepy.
Space turtle! Justin Lomester here for my 100-word story with the topic of goblins. The goblins lowered the bucket down the wishing well to steal the coins. "We'll be rich," said the one with the bulbous nose. "Hush, you, and keep a lookout for the trees." In the forest where they were trying to rob the well, a group of walking trees kept guard. The bucket hit bottom, coins clinking. "It's not sinking into the coins. How are we supposed to scoop it up?" "Why didn't you send someone down there to fill it up?" The trees wavered and the ground shook. The lookout pulled the other goblins away. "Cheese it, the cops!"
Okay, I'm scared now. I'm very scared. You know, I tried to steal out of a wishing well once. I took away people's wishes, all of their happy endings for their lives, robbed from them. It was so cruel. So I did it again and again. Thank you, Justin. The third part of the story will be. Until then, we're all going to have to suffer through, that's right, Planet Z. Oh well. Good things always end badly, I guess. Here he comes. I warned you.
Jacob Golbin had a goblin's taste for gold, literally. At every party, he'd insist on kissing the hand of the hostess and her guests, his tongue darting across their rings. He'd dance closely, nibbling earlobes to savor each earring. He wasn't kissing the back of Lady Montclair's neck. He just wanted her necklace. But rings were his favorite. I warned you, didn't I? Let him get a taste, but withdraw your hand before he bites. Just keep the ice pack on your hand and stop looking at your finger in the plastic bag. It's fine. The hospital's right up the street.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about Goblin or Goblin or one of those two. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe send them flowers, lick their rings while they're asleep. They wake up, their eyes wide open, and, well, you get my idea. The music in the background you're listening to now is by Guy David. GuyDavid.com for all your podcast music needs. It's almost as if he were a sponsor, but he's not. Maybe I should sponsor him. Maybe you should sponsor him. Maybe he should sponsor you. Maybe everyone should sponsor each other and drive the economy out of this malaise. Okay, some podcast business. I set up 100-word stories on Twitter. Just put the ant symbol in front of it, and then put your feet on the ground firmly and push. I hope to use it to announce various 100-word stories things, such as acknowledging receipt of stories when I remember, new topics, and other flash fiction sites, like, say, the launch of Flying Island Press. Oh, it's flying around. Someone grab it. It might hit something. Oh, I hope it doesn't damage my windshield. And then when you see the announcement of the next topic, you know it's too late to send in a story, you straggler. The next topic will be Mensa. Well, let's see what else. The Escape Pod Flash Fiction Contest is no longer receiving entries. Did you send one in? If you didn't, well, I didn't either. I gave up. I had this story that was 499 words long, but I didn't feel that it was very science fiction-y. Merciless Storytellers is still out there, much to my surprise. When's it gonna do anything? Come on, let's get another round going. I know you have it in you. Flying Island Press, yes, I've said it's out multiple times. It's there for you to read. Go watch it, go read it, enjoy it, tell them how much you love them. Let's see an issue 2, let's see an issue 200, let's see an issue 2 million. World Builders is out there too. Have they built a world yet? I'd like to move there. And don't forget the Dribblecast. You can post up your 100-word stories to there. Maybe someone will read them that will love them more than you do, more than I do, more than Cher loves them. Thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.